The Brady Report.
Climbed across to the UK. Good morning, Ender.
Hey, Lisa. Great to speak to you again.
What's happening? What's happening with Donald Trump?
He's on his way. State visit in the week that Theresa May ends her premiership. And we've got a situation already, as if that isn't awkward enough, an outgoing prime minister welcoming Donald Trump on a state visit. We've got a situation where Meghan Markle has basically said a few things in the past about Donald J. Trump, and she's not going to be available to meet him this week. She is, of course, Harry's wife, Duchess of Sussex. She's not going to meet him this week. This was pointed out to him by a newspaper reporter the other day, and Trump has apparently said that he didn't realise she was so, quote, nasty. Now, he's denying he used that word, but, you know, the reporter has a tape recording of the interview, and Donald Trump uses the word nasty. So let's see how he gets on with the royal family. Tea with the Queen, and then dinner with Charles and Camilla. Oh, to be a fly on those walls.
Oh, yes. I did read several reports on the weekend that mentioned the word nasty in quotes. And how convenient that Meghan has to stay home with her newborn.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, if this was a different... Can you imagine if it was the Obamas coming over and the mood and the excitement and everyone would be queuing up to get their picture and to see him and hang out with him, and it would be just the coolest thing on earth this week, the royals and the Obamas. Donald Trump, I think, is going to find life in England this week interesting, to say the least. I think we're going to be talking about it.
He seems to have plenty to say about Brexit and also about Boris and how he'd make a great PM as well. So I'm sure the Queen can't wait to hear what he thinks.
I know. Can you imagine someone from this country visiting America and saying, oh, actually, Joe Biden would be a great president next time round. And this is what I think you should do. And he comes over here with, he's kind of like, oh, Boris, he's going to be great. He's going to be awesome. And you just, oh my God, I would just love to be just somewhere in the palace with an ear to the window as the Queen and Philip are having a chat with the Trumps. Amazing.
I'm sure he doesn't realise how uncouth he is. Now, Liverpool, they're celebrating.
Yeah, massive weekend for Liverpool Football Club. Champions of Europe. We won the Champions League, beating Tottenham Hotspur 2-0. It was a pretty dire game, if I'm honest. But a win is a win, and that is the sixth time Liverpool have been champions of Europe. So bus parade today. The boys flew back in from Madrid, 2-hour flight or so, 2 hours 15 probably up to Liverpool, and they brought the trophy with them, and there was a bus parade around the city. Estimates anywhere from 500,000 people minimum up to 750,000. Those are the estimates. People on the streets in red cheering on Liverpool. And I have to say, I've really enjoyed this season, even though we missed out in the Premier League. What a way to end it. Champions of Europe. And genuinely, we've got our club back. You look at every single position on the pitch, and they're good lads. They try their hearts out, and they're absolutely brilliant. Well done, Liverpool.
I don't know a lot about European football, but even I know that a Liverpool win will shut down the town for sure. And I'm sure Donald Trump will have something to say about it too.
Yeah, can you imagine? Because the crazy thing is, you see, you know, normally if you ask politicians a question and they're generally not that well informed on something, they'll make, you know, the usual response. Well, that's very interesting, but what I'd like to talk about is this.
Yeah.
He will just keep going.
I'm sure he'll say it could be so much better if you just use your hands too. Anyway.
And if there were more women involved, you know, soccer's a dull game. There should be more cheerleaders.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be great.
All right, Ender, we'll enjoy the Donald Trump visit. It will be nothing if not entertaining.
Thank you, Lisa. Make breakfast great again.
All right. See you, Ender.